Anna looks at the little baby. The radiant light reaches her face. The hopeful light reaches Anna, Samuel's daughter. And I sense a smile, because just in that, she, as a prophet, gives us a clue. In Hebrew, Samuel means the face of God or vision of God. Is that why the light shines so brightly, all the knowledge about hurt and pain? Because we are standing before the face of God and are reminded about a loving light that doesn't fear darkness. We are standing before the face of God with our wishes. Happy little Christmas. Because in moments when wishes do come true, I think our joy deepens when we in those moments also search the face of God. Our joy then becomes a strength when we find the vision of God in it. It becomes the kind of joy then that doesn't fear the presence of worries, that doesn't need to cover up or pretend that everything is perfect, because the joy can still endure. Standing with our wishes for our lives and for the world, we also know when wishes never seem to be fulfilled. Together we might ask, where is God then? Because it rather feels like the face of God is turned away from us. I look to Anna for an answer, and I can somehow sense something of her own pain, her own broken dreams. A widow, in that time, that was being ranked as one of the smallest in society. I wonder what her heart could tell us about sorrow, loneliness, and pain. Anna, one of the very smallest, is carrying the name, the face of God. Is that where we find God, God's face, in moments when wishes for our life and world becomes painful? God in the most vulnerable, God's face appearing in suffering and pain, as if to say that darkness has not overcome light. If we try to seek God's face there, maybe that is to somehow find hope. Little Christmas, it can feel a bit late, but look at Simeon and Anna in the radiant light in the temple, filled with joy, telling us about a wish that finally has been fulfilled. And when we join them with our heart's list of wishes, their smiling faces tell us it is never too late for great joy. And Anna leaves the little gathering in the temple to go out and preach about the vision of God. And her preaching travels through time and reaches our lives today. And we are reminded that God's face shines upon us and is gracious to us. God's face turns towards us and gives us peace. Amen.